Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Mondays in The Feed, we talk sports here in Connecticut with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. And what do we got going on this week, Vin?
Well, a few things. And how you been? How was your weekend?
I've been great. Yeah, really good. Yeah, good. Getting ready for the snow tonight, I guess.
Yeah, we'll wait to see how much we get.
Yeah.
Who knows if it's going to be delay or closure.
Right,
who knows?
Right.
So anyway, but this past week, people have been talking about making flag football, which is basically powder puff for the young ladies at the high school, making it a CIAC sport. And Jeff Jacobs of the Connecticut Post said that we should do it and follow California and New York and add girls flag football to varsity high school sports. Well, as you know, Kevin, I'm a big supporter of women's athletics. I'd like to see this done. But let's not forget about girls ice hockey here in the state. The state, it's been, that sport has been around for much longer than women's flag football.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I don't want to keep saying powder puff because it really isn't. Okay, but they should be recognized as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But speaking of girls hockey, there's going to be the state final for the Connecticut High School Girls Hockey Association. That's going to be played on March 8th at Quinnipiac at the M&T Bank Arena. And that's a Wednesday, and it's going to be played at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
But around sports, there's two stories that I really need to touch on. The first being UConn baseball. There are 14 players on that squad that hail from the state of Connecticut, which is a great thing. Okay, they make up one-third of the roster. Six of the 14 are pitchers, and it's a great statement for UConn baseball. The other story is about Dan Olasky. He's the past Shelton High School quarterback who was drafted by the Detroit Lions in the fifth round. He played 12 seasons in the NFL and is now an ESPN analyst. But he's been seeking a job in the coaching staffs of NFL, and he's talked to two teams so far. And he's spoken to the Indianapolis Colts and the Carolina Panthers.
Wow, that would be great for him.
We wish him the best of luck. Dan's a great guy. I know him for a lot of years. This past week, we spoke to Notre Dame Fairfield basketball team as a whole. I thought I'd change it up a little bit. Yeah. The thing that I found, that they're a complete unit, not just on the court, but as buddies as well off the court. Some of their observations about high school basketball is that it's much faster and much more serious. They, as a group, feel all that is, they matured a lot, and it's given them really structure in their lives. Hmm. Which was really interesting statement from these players.
Yeah,
they also, to a man, feel like that they're playing together as a family with a strong sense of purpose and working together, helping each other get better on the court and helping each other not only academically but in life outside of Notre Dame Fairfield. Notre Dame Fairfield captains are Nate Charlotte, Mello Mayle, and Finn Miller. Real quick note here before I wrap things up, Kevin. Real quick note to a special shout out to Angie Teixeira for winning the girls wrestling championship as a freshman, and she hails from Trumbull High School.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Yes, absolutely. She's a great young lady too.
Yeah, that's great. All right, we got some great stuff this week, Vin. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kevin. It's a pleasure as always.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Take care, Kevin.
You too.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.